We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's a little hard to believe where we are, Jerry. Who would have guessed all that's gone on here in the last couple of weeks? But here we are, and you're a bracketology guy. You got to tell us what would have happened, Jerry. Do you have all the answers of what would have happened had we actually been playing this tournament, which would have started tonight, at least with the round of 64?
Yeah, well, yeah, we'd already be playing.
Yeah,
you know, the before side. I'm supposed to be in St. Louis
right
now, probably on a dinner break between the first two games and the last two games. It's it was all pretty surreal the way it all happened. It happened obviously very quickly, and yet in some ways it felt like it was in slow motion. It was pretty difficult to understand. As to what would have happened, you know, we're going to have a lot of questions that'll never get answered. You know, Ohio State is a team that I felt like could have been a sleeper. West Virginia had a pretty good season and then kind of came back a little bit. Those are two teams you would maybe likely have seen in the Columbus regional. Sorry, the Cleveland regional. The first and second round sites. Xavier, another team from Ohio, may have been playing in Dayton or may have missed the tournament entirely. They had played themselves squarely on the bubble. So it was, there's just no way to know. The NCAA obviously isn't going to give us the bracket for a tournament that's not going to happen. And there's 67 games. Usually they're not all great, but you certainly get enough great ones to make it fun. And, you know, we'll miss out on, you know, some team making a deep run we weren't expecting and a really worthy national champion. And that's just the way it is. We're not the only sports fans missing out. You know,
that's right.
If you're a fan of a major sport in the United States, your team is pretty much shut down except the NFL.
Yeah, and that's all off the field. Yeah, it stinks, but it's the reality. It's kind of crazy that they were thinking about trying to play all these games when we know the situation we're in right now. It just would have been so dumb. But
hindsight.
Yeah, sure.
You know, at the time, I was in our studios at CBS on a week ago Sunday, and Dan Gavitt was in there, the guy in charge of the basketball tournament, and the selection committee chairman, Kevin White. And at that point, everything was full go, and they said, the worst case scenario is that we probably would have to play the tournament with no fans. And, that was still good Tuesday morning.
Right.
And then, governor of Ohio steps in and says, I'm not going to let large gatherings happen, and I'm going to sign an order on Wednesday. So now the tournament's without fans, and then Rudy Gobert ends up being diagnosed with the virus, and everything shuts down. I mean, the NBA shuts down immediately, and within really 24 hours, conference tournaments are canceled, the NCAA tournament's canceled, and every major sport is on hold.
Yeah. We're talking with Jerry Palm, CBS Sports. Jerry, who did you have as the last four in and the last four out?
My last four in were UCLA, Stanford, Wichita State, and Richmond. And not necessarily in that order.
Right.
Although the first two, yes, and the last two, yes, might have had them in a different order, but those would have been the play-in game matchups in my bracket. I had Xavier in the field a little ahead of that. I had Indiana in the field a little ahead of that after they beat Nebraska. And I had Cincinnati in the field as an automatic qualifier.
Well, you mentioned the city of Dayton. Well, the basketball team Dayton was one of the top teams in the country.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is Ohio State country, but there's still some Dayton fans that I know in our audience, and they were obviously bummed out because it's probably the best Dayton team. Where did you have them going? How far did you have?
I had them as the number one seed in the East.
Yeah.
So that would have been going through New York, I think Cleveland. I think Cleveland and New York.
Right.
They could not be in the Midwest region, which would be their natural region, because their Kansas is there and the number one overall seed. But then even when I had Dayton as a two, I still didn't have them in Kansas because they were my top two, and the top one and the top two couldn't be together. But Dayton, I thought, was a team that could win the national championship. They were certainly good enough to do that. They showed that all year. They're basically 2 points from undefeated. Now, I also believe they would have had to win the A-10 tournament to stay on the top line. Had they lost, then San Diego State would have gone back up and Dayton would have been a two. But they had the special talent in Obi Toppin. Jalen Crutcher was terrific as well. They had a good bench. There wasn't much in terms of flaws in their game. And at CBS Sports, we took my final bracket, and our sports line guys ran 10,000 simulations against it, and Dayton ended up as the national champion, winning the final over Gonzaga. So, that's a simulation, one that came out Dayton as potential national champion. So, for what that's worth, but it's really frustrating for fans of teams like Dayton who get a generational team. Because it's a good program, but, it's a lightning in the bottle kind of year for them. Or a team like Rutgers, who hasn't been in the tournament since 1991, had a chance to go. Or Penn State had one of their best teams in quite some time and just don't get a chance to see how it would play out.
We're talking with Jerry Palm, CBS Sports. Jerry, you mentioned Ohio State earlier as like a sleeper team. How far do you think they could have gone? Where did they go in the simulation? You know offhand?
I don't know the top of my head where they went in the simulation. It's still up at CBSSports.com if you want to find that out. I think Ohio State could have done well because, you remember, and of course you remember, this is the team that was a whisper from number one. Had they not lost to Minnesota on the Sunday before Christmas, they'd have been the number one team in the country. And then they had some injury problems and roster issues and things like that. But then they seem to have it figured out again, That's a team that was not going to be seeded to the level of their ability because of the struggles in January and early part of February. It was a struggle for everybody at one point or another in the Big Ten season just because the league was so good. But I felt like Ohio State and Michigan in particular had a chance to make deeper runs than their seeds might indicate because those were teams that were really good in November and December and then had to overcome some struggles. Roster-related struggles, and then we're back to being closer to themselves at the end of the regular season.
Jerry, was there a team you thought early in the year that would be really good that turned out to not be good?
I think we would all say North Carolina.
Probably, yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were, ranked pretty high to start the year, as they always are. And, they had bigger problems than Cole Anthony getting hurt, but Cole Anthony getting hurt pretty much torpedoed things. And, we talk about this having been kind of a weird year in college basketball, and I think the one statement that sums that up better than anything is North Carolina finished last in the ACC, which they had never done before. That team. And then I think another one I would throw out there is Florida, who was going to make the NCAA tournament, be somewhere in the bottom half of the bracket, but not really squarely on the bubble. But they were a preseason top 15 team anyway. They didn't have injury problems or anything. They just never turned out to be that good. And then I guess another one that, obviously had roster-related issues with Memphis, who was top 15 team as well. And then Wiseman's gone, and DJ Jeffries gets hurt, and the wheels come off, and they weren't going to the tournament.
Jerry, what are the prospects for, Dayton and Ohio State for next season?
Dayton will be different.
Yeah.
Toppin will be gone to the NBA, I would imagine. Dayton will be good. I mean, Anthony Grant's a good coach, and Dayton is still an attractive place for players to land. And I think Dayton will always be competitive in the A-10. And Ohio State is in really good hands. I just feel like Chris Holtman is a great coach. They're always going to have access to pretty good players. I think Ohio State will always be, under Chris Holtman anyway, a pretty competitive team in the Big Ten.
Jerry, appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining me.
All right, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.